Let's go.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to the session. Thank you for inviting me, Thomas. I'm very glad that I can tell you a little bit more here about Wikilove's monuments. I'm here from Wikimedia Nederland, and I will continue this presentation in Dutch so that you can understand as much as I understood from... No, of course not. This is in English, no worries. This is Wikimedia Netherlands. This also is the Dutch chapter. I'm vice president there, and last year, next slide please, we organized the Wikilove's Monuments contest. And this is basically what it all started with a few years ago. This is a few photos of which you might associate with the Netherlands. It's mills. And yeah, so there is translation over here, down in the bottom.
Just a bit on the laser.
Yes?
Gure.
I would like a Gure question.
Change
to a Gure.
Moment.
Oh, thank you, Gillette. Okay.
Yes? Everything okay, sir? Okay, so this is mills, and you might associate that with the Netherlands. And a lot of Dutch people like mills. Actually, we need them, otherwise we would be flooded with water. And we like swimming, but not that much. So what we basically did is there are thousands of mills in the Netherlands. And there are a lot of volunteers who really like these mills, and they made lists of these mills. Can you go to the next slide, please? And there are about 1,300 articles written about these mills because they like the topic so much. But also, every article had possibly a photo. So they tried to reach the impossible, make a photo of every single mill in the Netherlands. And it took them 2 years with a few people. But they actually accomplished this, 1,300 objects, all with a nice photo, all spread throughout the Netherlands, some very hard to reach places. So what was nice about this project is that it's very structured. There's a limited number of mills, and that means that you have clear targets. So it's a very structured wiki project, and you can make progress of it. The Wikipedians amongst you will probably know that those structured projects where you can really see, okay, we have 10%, 20%, 30%, wow, we have 90%, only 10% to go. Those Wikipedia, well, you know that that's fun and that's actually nice to do as a Wikipedian, to write articles. Next slide, please. And after the Mills project, we continued with a Lighthouses project. Those are the buildings on the sea, which guide the ships. And after that, we thought, well, let's get a little bit more optimistic. Let's do all the national monuments in the Netherlands. So what is a national monument? A national monument is not a statue. It's not a memorial thing. It's actually stuff like this. So it can be a church. It can be an old house with a characteristic architecture. It can be anything. It can be a little thing in the wall. That's a monument on itself. We have 64,000 of these monuments in the Netherlands. Next slide, please. These 60,000 monuments was again a very structured project, and we're still working on it. We made very nice lists out of it. So we got a database with monuments. And we made, for every municipality, for every city, we made a list. These are the monuments in this city. And the next step was, well, try to get some addresses for them. So we contacted the national authority for these monuments, the Rijksdienst voor het Cultureel Erfgoed, and we asked them, like, would you like to help us? Because you are very much into trying to get information out there, make people enthusiastic about monuments, try to get them renovated and stuff. So can you help us? Can you help us do your work, basically? So we got from them the full database, and we added all the addresses. And volunteers started to check this information, and they started to locate errors. For example, around the island of Saint Helena, in the middle of the silent of the ocean, there were a lot of Dutch monuments, and that's a bit weird. So what happened? They just switched the geo coordinates north and south. So suddenly we had a lot of errors in the database, which nobody realized because, well, who cares about the southern hemisphere, unless you're a Wikipedian. So that's the kind of stuff we fixed. We found streets which never existed. We found house numbers which never existed. And that was actually very helpful for the ministry because they found that out that some buildings were burned down and they never were notified. Some buildings were totally renovated and no longer valuable for a monument, so they were re-evaluating it. All kind of little details which is impossible for the government to find out. We found out about and we helped them to correct it. Can you go to the next slide, please? So what we did after that, after we had this huge database, we wanted also to get a photo for every single monument, 60,000 monuments. Just try to picture that. A photo for every monument in that list. That's hard. So that was not going to happen with just a few Wikipedians we have in the Dutch Wikipedia. So we tried a different approach. We tried to get the public involved. There are a lot of people who really think that cultural heritage is important. Old buildings represent how we have lived in the past decades, in the past centuries. So we organized a contest, Wiki Lost Monuments, in 2010. It was during the month of September. And what happened is we had 250 participants. We expected something like 100. So this was very, very good. And we had 8,000 monuments photographed with, in total, 12,500 photos. This was very good because we never expected it to be so successful. Some people, of course, only publish one photo, and some people published more than 1,000 photos. Can you imagine a person in a month going around and taking 1,000 pictures and publishing them? Some people are crazy, but it's really cool, good that they are Wikipedians. So what was the trick here? The trick was that we made it very easy for people to upload, very easy to locate these monuments. It was very important that it was an attractive thing. It was not the... Well, who has ever uploaded something to Wikimedia Commons? Anyone? Okay, and who thought it was easy to upload something to Wikimedia Commons? One hand, two hands, okay, three hands. So three people out of this whole room think that Wikimedia Commons is easy to upload with. Now, who thinks that they can explain to their grandmother how they can upload something to Wikimedia Commons? Okay, yeah, that's clear enough, right? So what we did is we tried to make the uploading as easy as possible. We had several methods. So we used Flickr, which has a huge photographer community, so that means it is simple because otherwise they wouldn't be there. And these people licensed their photos freely and then submitted it to the Wiki Lost Monuments group, and in that way we put them into Wikimedia Commons again with an upload bot. But also we took the Wikimedia form, the Wikimedia Commons form, and we removed all the information that was not important, all the information we didn't care about. We don't care about who the author is because only the uploader is allowed to be the author in this case. So we just set a lot of default values. We don't care about the date the photo was made. I mean, if it's one day earlier or one day later, it's nice to know, but it's not necessary. And a lot of that information we had removed, so we only had a few basic fields. What is the number of the monument? The license was also default, so we didn't have to care about that. We just told them, this is the license, take it or leave it. So what is the monument number? And if they wanted, they could give a description and just hit the upload button. So that was very easy. We wanted, it was also nearby. In every village in the Netherlands, there are monuments. And the same is probably true for most of the European countries. In every village, there is an old building. So if you want to participate, you hear about this contest, this crazy contest of people who want to make all these photos. You think, well, okay, I want to help, but I don't want to travel far. oh, hey, just around the corner, there's a building. I can do that. And then if you think it's fun, you can take the next village and the next village and the next village in the city, and suddenly you have 100 photos. But what we learned was most interesting for most people, for the participants, is that the photos ended up on Wikipedia. People love Wikipedia. I don't know why, they love Wikipedia. And even if they're not a Wikipedian, the fact that their photo ends up on Wikipedia is a really big argument, because they can say, ha, my photo is on Wikipedia. And that means that whatever they do, it actually there is a result. It's useful. It's not just a random photo action on a random photo website. No, it's that big encyclopedia that everybody uses. Next slide, please. Just back, yes. So just to show you some of the results, these are amongst the top 10 prize winners. And this is, for example, this is one of the... it's one of the shops in Amsterdam, and it was a very special photo because it has yes, thank you. There it is. So this is a shop in Amsterdam. There is a little boathouse over here. There is an electricity house over here. This is a big hall, market hall. But this, for example, this is the canal. What's that in English? The canals around Amsterdam, you have them between the buildings, but also further away. It's a defense line against the Spaniards. We don't have to worry about them anymore, but we still have the defense line. It's a monument. That's this part. So if the Netherlands gets attacked, we can flood the country and then nobody has anything. So it's the scorched earth, but then the other way around. Next slide, please. So, what about results? This is the city of Leiden. It's a city where I live very nearby. I live actually in Oegstgeest, if you want to know exactly, but this is probably better to pronounce. So this is the city of Leiden, and at the beginning of this contest, most of these dots were blue. And a blue dot means there is a monument, but there is no photo.
Means blue. Yeah?
Blue, yes, blue. There still are a few. That means that it's probably on private property and hard to get. Every yellow dot represents a monument with a photo, a monument on Wikipedia. So they don't have their own article, but they are in the list with a photo. So if you would actually go to the website where this the map is, and you would click on the dot, you would get a nice pop-up with a photo, with some basic information about the monument, and you could go to the list. But just to give you an impression on how cool this can get, how much you can put your city into the image of the world. Next slide, please. So now let's talk about, because in 2011, a lot of chapters came to us and they said, this is a really cool project, and we want to do it as well. Can you tell us more about it? So what we did is we had a huge evaluation, like what went good, what went well, what went wrong. And a lot of chapters said, so we asked these chapters, like, shall we do it together next year? Shall we try to make a European contest out of this? And already 10 countries said, yes, let's do it. Yes, we can. So in September 2011, we will have a European contest, Wikilos Monuments Europe. And I would really like it if there are Polish Wikimedians in this room who say, I like this concept and I want to help make it real in Poland. Because that would be really great. This is the Polish situation right now. There are some lists on the internet with it's a PDF. There is not really information, there's no way to add photos to it. So this is how your city looks like in the rest of the world. It's just a list with some monuments, and it's not really, at least I don't find it very interesting. And that's there are 64,000 monuments in Poland. That's about the same number as in the Netherlands. So even though it might sound impossible, we have proven that you can get quite far. You will never get it complete, just accept that, but you can get quite far. So if you can go to the next slide, please. Well, I did a little search on Wikipedia, and you can actually see that there are some really nice monuments in Poland. I mean, it's not that there are none. Someone recognizes the photo?
Robert Dziwiecki.
So what I really would like is that we get more of these photos. To be exact, that in the end we have 60,000 of these photos. Every photo representing a monument. These are big monuments, of course, because those have an article on the Polish Wikipedia right now. But if we would have the list, then we can also add all the small monuments and we can work on that. So I really would like to get your input on this and to let you help think, like, how can we make this happen? How can we make this continue in Poland as well? Can you go to the next slide, please? So what do we need to make this happen in Poland? We need you. And you, and you. And we need
you. And you.
I don't speak Polish. That's a big disadvantage. No, it's not. For the organization of the contest, we do not need people necessarily who can photograph. It's nice that you can photograph, but it's not a necessity. It's important that we have some people who want to put energy in making these lists, because that is going to be the biggest hurdle to catch. So what we need people who help go to partners, because these lists are in PDF format. That's not really the most ideal format to import them to into a wiki. So someone will have to approach the government and ask them, like, hey, do you have a monument database somewhere? And do you perhaps have addresses for these monuments? Do you know who your monuments are? Can you tell us anything more about these monuments? A larger description, perhaps? Do you have photos? You need to find some publicity. You need to find people who can help you make a contest go real true, publicize it to the audience. You need sponsors, perhaps, for prizes and to get actually people involved. But most of the work will be in this second point, the object lists. There are 60,000 monuments, and you cannot put them in one big list, because if you try to load that in your browser, that's not going to be a big success. Very little people have a computer who can handle a list of 60,000 objects. So you need a little budget. For that, I look to Wikimedia Polska. I hope they can help with that. And you need communication within your group to the external world and try to make it happen. And again, we need you. So next slide, please. So just as, we are on a Wikipedia gathering, so I have to say this explicitly, because otherwise people will come afterwards to me and they tell me you didn't say the license. Well, this is the license of most of the images, and you can find them all on Wikimedia Commons. And are there any questions? Are there any discussion points? Because what I would really like here is that some people would say, okay, I like this idea and I want to work on it. Or I like this idea and I want to, yes, please.
Is there a limit for one? Najpierw będę pytał po polsku, a później przetłumaczę. Ask the question in Polish and then translate. Chcę zapytać, czy jest limit jednego zdjęcia na jeden pomnik, monument, czy jak zwał, tak zwał, czy można wykrywać więcej zdjęć?
Is there a limit per one photo per monument only on, or you decide how many photos would you like to upload to Commons?
So what we did in the Netherlands, so in every country you have to organize a contest in the way that it works best for your country. I'm not going to tell how you should run your contest in Poland. But what we did in the Netherlands is we said to people, you can upload as many photos if you want. Some people uploaded 50 photos of one monument, because some monuments are pretty big. You don't want to catch them in one photo, you want to see every side of it. But in the end, in the list on Wikipedia, only one photo will show up. Because otherwise the list gets too complicated. And then people can go to Commons, to the category about the monuments, and they can see all the photos.
You told that you need a small budget for this project, and I'm wondering why do you need that? Like for the prizes or just some traveling costs or what?
I don't need it. If you want to organize it, the persons who are going to organize it will need some budget probably. They will need some travel costs, they will need some... It's more like, to be clear, that you have some costs in the project. You will need to host a website somewhere. You will need to buy some prizes if you cannot find a sponsor. Stuff like that. So it will not be hundreds of thousands of euros. It's just a small budget which you need for any contest to run.
This is not a question, so I switch to Polish just to say some words to people from Poland. Chodzi o to, że Ludwik mnie złapał, bo mnie znał jako chyba jedną z nielicznych osób z Polski i po prostu spytał się, żebym mu pomógł zorganizować to tu w Polsce. No i teraz było wysyłane na listę dyskusyjną parę razy pytanie o to, czy ktoś by się chciał włączyć i tak dalej. I ja nie jestem w stanie tego sam poprowadzić, a właściwie najchętniej, że fajnie by było znaleźć kogoś, kto by się tego podjął, lidera. Tak, i teraz budżet oczywiście jest możliwy, na przykład ten lider mógłby dostać budżet na rozmowy, na przykład podjęcie rozmów z wojewódzkimi tymi konserwatorami zabytków, którzy prowadzą te listy, żeby je dostać choćby w doku, a nie w PDF-ie. Później dać środki na to, żeby stworzyć jakąś osobną stronę i tego typu wsparcie. I dodatkowo jeszcze jest taka atrakcja, że w maju ma być taka konferencja w Berlinie, takie połączenie konferencji Hacking Days. I między innymi w ramach Hacking Days ma być jeden dzień na temat tego spotkania z Wikilove's Monument i ten lider, który by się pojawił, mógłby dostać też środki na pojechanie właśnie na tą taką mini konferencję, żeby też to koordynować na tym poziomie europejskim. I to, co potrzeba, to minimum jedna osoba, która byłaby liderem tego, zadbałaby o te listy przede wszystkim, wymyśliła jakąś strukturę, jak to ma wyglądać. I potem...
Ja to od razu widzę przykute.
Znaczy nie można nikogo, tak, musi się znaleźć ten lider, bo będzie tak, że jak tego lidera nie będzie, to w pewnym momencie ja będę musiał Ludowikowi powiedzieć, my się z tego wypisujemy, bo po prostu nie ma nikogo, kto będzie chciał to ciągnąć całkiem zwyczajnie. A szkoda by było, bo moim zdaniem to jest bardzo fajny projekt i międzynarodowy. No idea byłaby tu taka, że na przykład można by również zrobić budżet na jakieś nagrody i zakończyć na przykład polską część tego projektu w trakcie dziesięciolecia Wikipedii w Poznaniu i tam uroczyście rozdać jakieś rzeczowe nagrody zwycięzcom, tak? To by też była jedna z takich, z tym, że musi być lider, który pociągnie stworzenie tych list w jakiś użyteczny, niekoniecznie na wiki, mogłaby to być jakaś mini baza danych, na przykład po prostu stworzona z arkuszy, które by się dało wyciągnąć od na przykład tych dałoby się wyciągnąć od tych wojewódzkich konserwatorów zabytków. Zasadniczo te listy to jest dokument urzędowy, który decyduje o tym, czy coś jest zabytkiem, czy nie, więc one są w domenie publicznej ewidentnie, te listy. To nie są copyrightowane bazy danych, tylko to jest po prostu dokument urzędowy. Więc także jakby się taka osoba, jak mówię, ta osoba mogłaby również korzyści choćby w postaci wyjazdu do Berlina i powiedzmy innych tego typu rzeczy również z tego mieć. Z tym, że musi się ta osoba znaleźć.
Okay.
I was just speaking about to find a leader and right, okay.
Yes, it works both ways. Just to make something clear, because I'm not sure if that came out of your explanation, yes, you need a leader. Maybe you need two or three leaders. But what you also need very much is a lot of enthusiast people. Because last year, to be clear, there were two leaders. It was me and Martin, a multi-chill, some of you might know him. And there were like 10 or 15 people doing all kind of stuff. Uploading pictures, helping people answer questions, trying to find sponsors, approaching the government, all kind of stuff, 10, 15 people. So if you do not want to be the leader, but you want to do something else, please tell that to whoever is going to be the leader and get your face out. Any other? There's Victor.
Just a question. Could you show some articles in Netherlands Wikipedia about places of interest which was created during this project?
You mean, can I show you some of these lists?
Yeah, I mean some articles about places, about one single place of interest. I think there are a lot of articles, yes, new articles created during this project.
In the Dutch Wikipedia, we focus on lists, not so much on
only
the articles.
Lists, yes.
We focused on the list. There were also a lot of articles created, but that was a side effect.
Mm.
So every list is an article in itself, of course. It's about the monuments in a city.
Yes, but not every monument have an article, yes?
No, because that's 60,000, that's a little bit too much, probably.
Thank you, understand.
From what I believe, he asked you to show us an article in which one of the photos was used. Do you know of such an article? In which a photo that was created during the Wikilabs monument is used?
Yeah, there are several articles where these photos are being used. I can't pop one up in my mind, but if you go to the page on Commons, there is a big page on Commons, Wikilabs monuments. There is a lot of information out there, and you find a lot of examples from the Netherlands, how we did it. We did a post-mortem, so we tried to explain what we did last year, how we did it. There's a lot of information down there, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. That's what cost us most time last year as well. So that's something you can cut off this year. Any question? Anyone who thinks this is cool, I want to be a part of this. Three people already? Four? That's good. Five? Ah, that's great. So, but at least I'm not sure how much time I still have left.
About 10 minutes.
About 10, okay, so we can have more discussion. That's fine. I would at least like to suggest let's sit around the table during lunch and just have some more discussions for details. But if you have questions now or if you have suggestions or...
You have told that you have developed a special interface to upload those images. So those images were initially uploaded to Wikimedia Commons or in some intermediary website, and then they were. So how technically it was realized? The person went to Wikimedia Commons and found another interface.
There were three ways to upload an image last year. So we had one website, wikilabsmonuments.nl, and we explained to people there are three ways to upload your image. One way is through Flickr. You upload it to Flickr, you add the right license, and you tag it, and you put it in the right group, and we take care of the uploading process to Commons. So that's one way. The second way was to use Commonist. Some of you might know Commonist. It's a program to mass upload images to Commons. It was especially useful for people making more than 25 images, because adding every time the same details is a pain. And the third way, that was the way I explained before, that was a simplified form on Wikimedia Commons. So we used some JavaScript hack or CSS hack. I'm not technical, so I don't know the details. But we just used the hack to put a layer over the normal form and just only let people fill out the details we really needed. And we filled out the rest for them. And then it would be uploaded immediately to Wikimedia Commons, put in the right category, gave the right templates and everything. And most of the images were uploaded through Commonist and the form on Wikimedia Commons.
And that third instrument is also free, so any Wikimedia can use it?
We will, however, redevelop it this year, because last year it was a hack. This year we want to make something nice out of it. So that's why there is the developers meeting in Berlin as well. We're going to try to persuade these developers like, hey, please fix this problem for us, right? If we look really nice and give you a stroopwafel, will you fix it? So we will try to get something nicer even. And that will, of course, be free and can be used in all the countries participating. Any other questions, suggestions?
doing this far?
This far, about 10 countries. So Spain.
Which countries?
Spain joined. Portugal wants to join. France is really enthusiastic about it. They already made kind of promotion films and everything, so they're really, really enthusiastic about it. The Netherlands, of course, even Belgium wants to join. I mean, you have a split-up country like that and you want to join, so that's great. The Germans, they're really enthusiastic. They have a big problem because, well, their country is so split up in several states and every state is doing it differently, and in some states, the lists are per municipality and sometimes even handwritten. So they have a big challenge to go. They have 720,000 monuments. So they have a bigger task than the Polish. Also, Italy wanted to join, but they are not allowed to by copyright law. In Italy there is a weird law that every monument of national value is copyrighted by the state. And you have to ask permission by the state to publish the photo. And it's not enforceable. It's not enforceable for foreigners, but for Italians it's a big problem. Maybe not. Now it's bad business. So Andorra wants to join, and Liechtenstein, and Switzerland, Luxembourg, and the Scandinavian countries as well, and Estonia. So actually we have a lot of countries all throughout Europe who really would like to join, and it would be really great to also have Poland in there, because it gives a nice map and extends it even further.
What about Russia, Ukraine, Belarus?
Everyone is welcome, definitely.
Well, I have put information on our forum, but you see, the discussion was that we are maybe in future, maybe next year, we will be ready to do this.
Yes.
We also need an enthusiast, someone who could lead the project.
You need a lot of volunteer help for this, so I can understand if that's not there, it's not going to work. But maybe in other countries, it would really be great.
Here they are.
And another lesson, by the way, for people who like their own city very much, what we did last year, and what really was successful, make it local. Try to organize small local events around it. So you have this national contest, and then you approach your city council and you say, well, so what about we have this national contest? What about giving extra attention to our city, giving extra attention to this region? And try to create sub-contests and extra, because the media will pick that up even easier, the local media. So even that, there is room to cooperate and help. Any other questions, remarks, suggestions? No, then I think...
Okay.
We can go.
Thank you.
Lunch.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
One more question. Are there some criteria, what is monument or what is not monument? For example, are there some criteria for building, for I don't know what, for signs on the buildings?
We do not do original research. So it's the government that decided what is a monument and what is not. We follow their rules and their definition. So can you paste, please, the links? So the presentation I had here is also available on Wikimedia Commons. Okay. So you can look in there.
Okay.
And also there's a lot of information available on Wikimedia Commons on Wiki Loves Monuments. But there's still one more question.
Maybe not a question, but I just would like to tell about Belarus, the situation in Belarus. I know there exists at least two sites which make the same job as you did in Wikimedia. They gather information and photographs about places in Belarus. We just don't sure if we can use their photographs in Wikipedia.
Ask them.
Yes, that would be great.